for playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge. Yeah. We're staying living large. Yeah. We're the one who fly. Yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the backseat boys are back.
All right, welcome everybody to Spocast Season 5 premiere. I am hella excited. And we have a skeleton crew. It's just me and Skills the Great, your new co-host. What's up, Skills?
What's going on, Johnny? We in the building. Excited today.
Am I seeing you correctly? What are you wearing?
You know, I got my 1966-67 Philadelphia Wilt Chamberlain jersey. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Representing today. Wilt Chamberlain, bro, the 76ers.
And man, we in the building. Got the classics. I roll with the classics.
And you know, I am so impressed.
That's how we do, yo. Impressed. Everybody.
I'm so impressed right now. I just can't. Oh man, and I love your background. 25 years of the Backseat Boys, brother.
One of the best tag teams to ever do it, baby.
You are a visual spectacle right now, and I love it, brother.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me. Salute to everybody in the chat.
Yeah, what's up, everyone in the chat? Donnie B will be here in a minute.
Tara, what it do, Tara? What's going
on? At least that's what he tells me. Also, my...
BJ, sorry. What up, BJ?
All right. Salute. Sorry, he's having little difficulties there. I don't know why. But yeah, so Ruthie J has asked if she can come on here tonight to talk to us. I don't know what she's going to say. Pretty interested to see.
Geek.
Pretty interested to see what she has to say, to be honest with you. I like Ruthie J. Did you get a chance to watch any of her match?
Yes. She's really good. I got to see a little bit of the last match too. It started off the show and it started off hot and it kept this. It started the momentum of the show and it was a great match.
Yep. There's Coach C, Chris Sanders. We were just talking about him.
Sanders, what up? What up? Peace. What's good, Chris? Salute.
We got good people in the chat here tonight,
man. Good vibes, baby. Good vibes.
Hell yeah. Great. So like I said, Season 5. So tonight we have Ruthie's going to pop on here as soon as she can peel away from her training down there at Gangrel's Wrestling Academy in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we'll have her on here. And also, as you can see, news on the press conference. We announced the press conference. We will get to that shortly.
That's big.
But that's not even the big announcement this week. The big announcement this week is we announced the event and we announced a save the date. So here it is.
Go. Velcro, go hard. Go hard. Turn up. Rockstar, you ain't got what it takes to be a rockstar. Feel like Drake, but I'm no pop star. Turned up. Go. I'm charged. Drink from the bottle, no shots from the bar. I had a drive in a boat. They see my sense in my car. Go. I did a concert in traffic. All around Philly, they said I was snapping. Rockstar shit, fuck rapping. Rockstar drip my fashion. Look at the spikes on my jacket. Feel like Mick Jackson mixed with a savage.
So what do you think of Velcro singing?
That sounds great. That sounds good. He's a savage over there, man. I don't know, man. It's good. That's interesting, man. I'm very excited about that, man. I could just imagine people, you know, from the inside out, I'm excited. So just imagine the people, you know, looking in. They don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. This is going to be crazy.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm excited. I like hearing Velcro. Like, it wakes – when I wake up sometimes, I'll have a song in my head. And it's either the Backseats music that we already heard at the beginning of the show.
Oh, shit. It stays stuck in my head.
Right?
Yes. Soon as I – when I first heard it, I ain't going to lie. I'm like – because, you know, I was used to the classic one. So I'm like, hey, how I feel about it? The second time I heard it, I couldn't get it out of my head. It was like – and then I catch myself singing it. All day. I'm like, oh shit.
I was getting interviewed on the Gru Room show by Gruesome Helter. Used to be Helter Skelter. Yes. And I guess we were off air like this, and I just out of nowhere was like, we're the ones in charge. And he goes, yeah.
That's it, yo. That's
yeah, man.
I'm wrestling right now.
But that song stuck in my head. I am not a rapper, gets stuck in my head. And bro, Lavari gets stuck in my head.
Yes, Lavari too. Holy shit.
Like,
You imagine, did that, Donnie. I blame you.
Let me ask you a question. You know more about music than I do. If you're sitting down to write a song, right? Let's say you're sitting down to write music. Do you think to yourself, this has to get stuck in people's heads? How is there a formula?
Yeah, no, you write certain songs for that, yes. Because sometimes you write commercial songs for the radio, and then you got to write more underground stuff. And yeah, no, that's definitely to get stuck in your head. So I was wondering, right? Why did that song get stuck in my head, right? The Backstreet Boys, right? Like, why? And if I'm not mistaken, right, one of the Juggalos, right? What is it? ICP, Insane Clown Posse, they produced that, right?
Yeah, he made it for him. Yeah, I don't think that's him singing or anything.
No, but that's exactly why. Like, it's like you got a legendary producer. He know exactly what he's doing. Because I was wondering, I was like, why is this in my head so much? And that's why, because you got a legendary producer know exactly what he's doing. He's like, oh, I'm going to make these guys a perfect wrestling theme. And it's like, eventually, man, you're going to have the whole crowd. You know how they do the Nakamura or whatever? They're going to do that for the backseats, man. That's going to, the whole crowd's going to be singing that damn.
We're trying to get someone to play the song live next event.
Oh,
To perform it. Yeah, you're right. Because it's not.
Yeah, saying about live, though, that's exactly what Velcro does.
Right.
He don't have his own theme song. He puts the mic in his hand, and he is the theme song.
Yep, and he starts singing in the locker room.
Yeah, so it's like you see a mini performance before the match,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
But yeah, that song does need to be on Spotify, and it's not on Instagram yet either, so we're working on getting it distributed right now somehow, but it's hard to do.
Yeah, the Backstreet song? No, 100% has to.
Right, we got to get it.
The world needs to hear this.
Yeah, we got to get it. Speaking of the backseat, Joe, there's something very important to me about to happen. I want to show you this. Check this out. This is Rob Van Dam's event coming up on the West Coast.
Oh. I seen that. I did not know that was Van Dam's promotion there.
Yeah, backseat.
And you got Live Danger, which I love Live Danger. I saw them from when they started to what they're doing now. And they went to LA, if I'm not mistaken, for New Japan, right? To Cali. So yeah, no, this is crazy. This is gonna, I want to see what Live Danger looking like right now in the present. You know, because I saw them like a year back out here.
Yeah, well, let me tell you that Danger Ross, Connor Rossi, is losing his mind. He jumped off of some second black balcony thing, diving straight head first down in the chairs at some event that he just posted online. So he's out of his mind.
Yeah, they're out of their mind, though. Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? They're like me when I was in my early 20s. They just thought, oh, we're going to live forever and we are invincible.
So, yeah, they kind of remind me a little bit like an Ultimate Warrior, but they could talk and work. Yeah.
I didn't even need to say a word. Yeah. You just took both out of my mouth. So, but the thing about Live Danger is, what are they willing to risk? And this is a pretty high profile match. So I don't think the backseats are used to it. It's kind of like, imagine you spar with like a red belt. And then all of a sudden a year later, they come back, or 2 years later, a black belt. And now you got to spar with them again. You know, you go in thinking you're still sparring with the red belt at first, and it takes you a few minutes to adjust. I think that's what the backseats are going
to
go
through. Yeah, I would love to see that. No, I would love to see that, and I would like to hear what the backseats had to say after that match and how they felt about Live Danger, right? Because they've been up there for a while in that dojo over there for New Japan, right?
Yep, and now they signed for another year, I guess.
Ooh.
So
these guys, if not mistaken, they were the hottest tag team from out this way. So it's like the Backseat Boys are now going to their home.
Kind of, yeah, right. That is how it is.
Yeah. So that's very interesting.
Right, they're West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, West Coast is their house. You're right.
So it's like, oh, we battled you in your home, now you gotta come to our house when we got 1,000 times better.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they were already a problem out here.
Yeah, I feel you. Imagine that. While we're waiting for Donnie, there was one other thing I wanted to tell you. So, you know, we're always trying to help people that are not for profit. And this guy, I don't know if you've heard of Flash Carter. up and coming wrestler, wrestles for ISPW.
If I'm not mistaken, his father is SP Anderson. I could be wrong, but I think his father. I know his father.
I don't know about that. I know he is in a tag team called the Shot Callers, but he is a cardiologist.
Oh,
where he's in cardiology post grad school, I believe.
So I got the heart.
That's why the heart. Yeah, so it's kind of like a Britt Baker, you know. But this is a heart doctor, you know. So he's obviously he's going to do the heart punch as his finish.
That's awesome.
Here's what's interesting: once he's a doctor, if he's not already, he could get double paydays because every event needs a doctor at it. Anyway, the reason I'm showing this is because he's donating all of his merchandise sales for the whole month of February to raise funds for heart disease. So he's almost there. He's almost at his $1,000 goal. So if you see him out there, or if you want to follow him, Flash Carter on Instagram, just look up Flash Carter on Instagram.
Shout out to Flash Carter, doing good out there.
Yeah,
hope everything goes
good. Good stuff, man.
Oh, that's awesome. I
love that.
Love to see that.
Exactly. You know, that's, we're trying to support people. You know, that's why we support Santa Kringle, you know, who does the same thing. If you have a terminally ill family member, he'll bring Christmas to them before Christmas. You know, so we're trying to do as much as we can with the community. And
well, he's literally Santa Claus all year round.
All year round, man.
Wow. Shout out to him. That's awesome.
Kind of like Skills the Great. Santa Claus.
Gotta give him a hug. You know what I mean? When I see him over here in the next event.
Yeah, hell yeah. Steve Jordan said, I know Flash Carter. He's a good guy, and he does, he does a lot. That's good. Good dude.
Love Steve Jordan. Salute.
Yep, so we're going to see. We'll talk to Flash Carter about possibly getting him in SPO in the future. I think he would be a great fit, especially with what we're starting to do in Chester. We're trying to get a training center open and things like that. I think it would just be a no-brainer to bring him in, but we'll see what happens. So should we talk about the press conference real quick?
Ooh, that's a hot thing. That's a hot topic, Johnny.
I know. We announced our first press conference. I don't even know many wrestling feds that have even done this. I mean, I got the idea from Damon Feldman. Damon's going to help me, you know, figure this out and how we do press conferences. But we already have two performances. We're going to have Nail, the Hood Prince Charming. He's going to have a very special announcement that night. And he's going to perform one of his songs. And then Lavari is going to be there to perform one of his songs, and he's going to speak on behalf of his tag team for the first time. So Lavari will cut his first quote unquote heel promo, if you will.
Shout out to Lavari.
Yeah, I'm excited as hell.
I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
Hey, what's up, Donnie?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Donnie B. What's going
on, Donnie? Thank you for coming.
Yes, sorry I'm a few minutes late. Cheer Dad kicked in. Our other ride wasn't around today. One of the kids was sick, so I had to pull double duty on cheer transportation.
Cheer Dad is the sitcom you're going to be starring in this fall on ABC.
I'll be like the 2025 version of Kevin James.
Yeah, Cheer Dad. Dude, I can already see the graphic in my mind, by the way.
Starring Donnie B, Big Boom AJ, and the Rizzler.
Oh, I would just die.
I think he might have something like that in the works. I was talking to him the other day, and I was like, you know, the next step is a sitcom, right? And he's like, oh, just wait, Donnie. Could you imagine?
No. Now, I saw him take a picture with some celebrity, and the celebrity said, I'm so, like, awestruck right now.
It's insane, dude. Like, I have friends of mine who are contacting me all the time, and they're like, can you get me Big Boom AJ's number? Or can you say hi to him for me? And I'm like, this is AJ. Like, but again, one of my daughter's friends was under the weather with a sickness, a private sickness for a while. And I reached out to AJ and he made a little video instantly, dude, and sent it to me for the kid. So
I can't.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's so great.
Yep.
Donnie, let me tell the truth here, all right?
Yeah.
You kept him strong for decades before he was over.
Yes, that is true.
You deserve anything you get from being that man, being in the close vicinity to that man, Donald.
No, it was good for business. He was a good baby face, easy to deal with. The kids loved him. His work was passable. He had a good look. and he's a good human being. That's what I promoted. When I was a promoter, like, I loved having guys who could work, and that was important. But to me, I would much rather have – this was what I always said when it came to promoting, especially on the indies. I would much rather promote somebody who was a great human being but a good wrestler rather than an asshole who's a great one. I always said that, dude. I know some people don't agree with that. They would take the asshole who was fantastic if he could sell more tickets. If I had gotten to that level, maybe I would have thought differently as a promoter or a booker. You know, sometimes you have to let the devil dance a little bit, but I was not on that level. So what I did, my formula worked for me.
Yep. And then you went against all your beliefs and hired me and Trent.
I did. What was I thinking?
Yeah. Completely. But Donnie, I got to get your, I don't know if you can see this or not, but you got, we announced our first press conference, brother.
I saw that. Awesome, bro. So what's the deal with that? Fill me in.
All right. So it's like what Damon Feldman does with celebrity boxing.
Okay.
You get the fighters to this place. We're going to be using, it was called Gatsby's in Ashton Township, Pennsylvania, which is within a 10-minute drive of the Chester Harris Casino.
Awesome.
And, yep. And we're going to have the table set up and a whole dais. And we have two live performances. And we have Lavari's going to be cutting his first ever heel promo on behalf of his new tag team. And we also have a bunch of announcements. We're going to announce Tay-Rock and Velcro's opponents. Now, people assumed it was going to be James Ellsworth. It's not. James Ellsworth will not be at our event on the 27th of April. He's actually running his own event, so he will not be there. So we're going to announce our opponents that night. And we also have a couple other big announcements. And it's open to the public. If you're if you want a media pass, or contact us, Spo Wrestling, Instagram, or any media platform.
I love it because what it does is it adds an air or a layer of credibility to what you're doing. I've often said if the boys and the promoter or the people, the ancillary folks around the show, if they don't treat it seriously and they don't make it a big deal, no one buying a ticket is going to consider it a big deal. I treated every show I ever did as if it was fucking Madison Square Garden. Because if you can't see your name on the billboard outside as a main event guy, and when I say that, I mean the show, even the event. If you can't see it as a big time deal, no one is going to see it that way. But by doing when we did the Contest of Champions, we had a press conference when we announced that Sting was the headliner. And I did that. We made a big deal out of it. And I'm not saying it was like, you know, 5 million people watched it or whatever, but enough people watched it that it spread and that those clips spread and it got some traction. And we treated it like it was a big deal because it is a big deal. That's what these indie guys don't understand. They think they just make a poster with some names on it. They wait till the day before the show to go on the internet and start talking about the show, and then they wonder why there's only 25 people there and the show sucks. Because they didn't treat it seriously from the start. That's why.
I'm fighting that fight every day.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro. Look at these successful promoters. Danny McDevitt, the guy that does WrestleCade. I forgot his name. But all these people out there, the ones that treat it seriously, that draw these great houses and stuff, you go, wow, oh my God, they got lucky. Luck has nothing to do with it. Luck has nothing to do with promoting anything, whether it's sports, wrestling, music, luck. You might say luck could have something to do with weather, like you lucked out, the snow didn't hit, or, you know, the hurricane missed you, or whatever. I'll give you that. But when it comes to promoting, any promoter or whoever said, oh, they got lucky, they drew a great house, is full of shit. I've seen it both ways. It's just a cop-out. It's an excuse. When they draw poorly, they start saying, oh, there was a football game on that night. Or the roads were slick, or a new movie came out, or there's a million excuses to cover their ineptitude or their lack of effort in promoting their own event. And that's what they do. They insulate themselves with excuses to allow them to perpetuate the lie and do it again down the line and say to themselves, that's exactly what happens. They can say to themselves, wow, if X, Y, and Z didn't happen, I would have been successful. So now I'm going to do it again. Don't do anything dissimilar and have the same result and then wonder why they fail. And it's just a repetitive cycle, especially of indie wrestling. Do you ever wonder why, like, WrestlePro sells out every time when they go to Rawway or these other people? It's because they know what they're doing. That's why. They don't have some magical talents on there that go out and plant magic beans to grow special fans to come see the shows. That's not it. They know what they're doing. They know how to promote. And these other guys who draw 20 or 30 people, they don't know what they're doing. That's just the bottom line, bro.
I feel you on that one, brother.
I feel you all the time.
We try.
You know what you're doing. Yeah, like, you know what you're doing, Johnny.
10 people.
Yeah.
It's just tough. You know. It's tough on the indie level to keep all the talent in check, too. Talent walks all over me, Donnie. You know, like Ruthie J just says, oh, I want to come in and talk, and I got to just let her come in.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, shit.
Spoke too soon. How you doing, Ruthie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a special background for you that we're going to put up here with the little happy face balls. So, Ruthie, I gotta say, I'm not going to push your buttons. I'm not going to prod you. I'm not going to say I told you so. But I kind of told you so that Tasha was a super baby face and the crowd loved her, and I had a feeling you were going to get frustrated. I'm hoping you're here to explain yourself. Is that why you're here?
I don't have to explain anything to anyone. I'm here on my own merit. You should be happy that I'm even here. Okay.
I stand corrected. I already have a brother that puts me through this. Now I got you. So what's the deal? Why would you, after the match, why would you act the way you acted? I have to ask you.
Listen, Tasha won by the skin of her teeth. She barely got the 1-2-3. And all it took was that moment for me to lose, and I just lost it. Because who does she think she is? I know who I am. I'm the 5-star athlete. And she act all buddy-buddy with me after the fact. Who does she think she is?
You rather ignore you after the match? I think it's pretty good
sportsmanship.
Right. No. I'd rather her do nothing. I'd rather her lose, if that's the case. I'd rather her be on the ground, laying there for the 1-2-3. I'd rather me get the W. That's what I'd rather. But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. And nothing you did after the match is going to make that happen. Except getting back up there, becoming number one contender, and going at her again. That's the only option you even have at this point, I think.
Listen, and that option is going to happen one way or the other. Me and Tasha, we have unfinished business at midnight. And it's not going to finish until I win.
Well, she can't be at April 27th. There's a TNA pay-per-view that night.
No, she's going to be there. Trust me. She's going to be there.
Say it again.
Going to be there. You heard me right. You heard me correct. Take the wax out of your ears. She's going to be there.
Wow.
I didn't know
Listen,
that.
Listen, all right. You're kind of putting me on the spot here. But to be honest with you, I have Angel Metro. I mean, here's the poster for the event, and it already has you and her on it, but it's not you versus her. It's just saying, where is it? Here it is. It's just saying that it's Angel Metro debuts and Ruthie J returns. Should I put a versus between that? Huh?
He is just a stepping stone. Tasha is going to be there, and my opponent is just a stepping stone for me to win the title.
Wow.
In my opinion, you're going to have to do a number one contender, because when I talked to Tasha and she said she was going to be at the pay-per-view, she kind of said that you're not ready to just go right for a rematch. She thinks that you need to earn it. Whoa. This was her words, not mine. Don't kill the messenger. So I think it's going to have to be you versus Angel Metro. I'll get Angel Metro on here next week to accept it.
Listen, it could be me versus the Queen of Sheba for all I care. All I know is coming out with the victory.
All right.
Well, she told you, Johnny.
I like it.
So do I. I love this because Ruthie J is doing what a lot of people don't do. Yeah, she's showing that there's consequences for wins and losses. She cares that she lost. She didn't just brush it aside and say, ah, that's the shit. It's no big deal. She's actually out here presenting a good case for a rematch.
Finally, someone with some sense.
Oh, yeah, God. I'm all aboard. Rudy J, I'm a huge fan. I think you're doing exactly what you should be doing. If you got robbed or you think there was an injustice, then force this promoter, Johnny, to give you a rematch. That's what the people want to see.
Exactly. See, give there this guy...
Yeah.
You got your rematch. She's going to earn it. She's got to get through Angel Metro. Donnie, look at Angel Metro. Look, this is like a devil versus an angel.
Yeah, like, she's impressive.
Donnie, can't you picture like Angel as the angel on a shoulder and Ruthie as the devil on the other shoulder?
Well, I don't think Ruthie J is the devil. I mean, she's done nothing except compete in the ring fairly. I mean, I wouldn't
between
consider
bell
her
to bell, bell. But after well, the bell, I mean, she's not competing.
She's a seasoned grappler who wants what's hers. She's seizing the moment. The time is now. I think she's ready for it.
Exactly. You don't wait for opportunities. You take them. And that's the problem. Bingo. Everyone else, they wait. I don't.
That's awesome.
I respect
more people. Yeah, more people should have that attitude, Johnny.
Look at this. Christina Marie just popped up in the chat and said,
She's another one. She could be right in the mix. She's one of the most impressive female talents out there.
She's the inaugural women's champion. Yep.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, she get her back in the mix. You got a great division.
Ruthie, are you excited to come back up to Chester this time? You got Angel Metro, and now you got Christina Marie.
I am excited because now everybody knows exactly what I'm made of.
Yeah, all smiles, right? God, you got to get back to training with Gangrel tonight?
Of course, I'm there right now.
That's the mark. That's the true dedication. While others are sleeping, Ruthie J is training. That's the mark of a champion right there. It ain't bragging if you're telling the truth.
No. She could be doing free squats right now, and she's not. So her opportunity cost ain't
how
exactly
do you know? You can't see her legs. Yeah.
Now you can.
There you go. She just did 100 Hindus right there. Cheeky, baby.
I am officially a carny promoter now that we had that happen. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, what was that movie that did the Basic Instinct? At least I got her to laugh once. Oh, my God. Well, Ruthie, listen, we're not going to keep you, but I am going to get Angel Metro on here next week, and I'm going to show her what you said. So we're going to see what happens. I think it's going to be a good match, you versus her, to be honest with you. And now – Angel Metro knows your secret. She knows that there's a Dr. Jekyll to your Mr. Hyde. Or,
oh,
yeah. No, a Mr. Hyde to your Dr. Jekyll.
What would the secret be?
That she comes out, she's like the Incredible Hulk. Out of nowhere, if she loses a match, she rips her shit off and goes nuts and attacks people.
Wow. That isn't a secret because it's out there. It's an open secret. But I don't plan on losing this match. I don't plan on losing any other matches after this.
Bingo. Love it. Right.
So do I. Good. Well, thanks for coming on here. I appreciate it. We'll see what happens next week.
We will. Thanks for having me. And I promise you, mark my words, you will see Tasha Steelz next month.
Wow.
All right. Have a good one, Ruth.
Peace. Said watch her words.
Yeah, I love the attitude.
Yeah, she's something else, man. But you know, it's like she came in, you know, it was like a two-story match. She comes in telling one story before the match, and then after the match, she's telling a completely different story, Donnie. A completely different side came out of her.
That's interesting. That makes people want to buy tickets. That piques interest.
I guess.
Controversy.
At the expense of the hybrid women's champion, Tasha Steelz, though.
And in front of her kids, right? If I'm not mistaken.
You know, Donnie, here.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
I know you can't stay the whole time.
I got a few minutes. Go ahead.
This is the way we announce the event. Check this out.
Ooh.
So the silver anniversary, brother. Look at the pictures in the frame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I see them. That's great, man. Bro. That is such a great. I love it, bro. I love everything about that presentation. It's so fresh. New, different. I love it.
And you think you're going to be able to make it to the event?
I believe, as of right now, we have no cheer. I don't think we have 5 competitions left. I don't think they're going to add any more, so I should be fine. The week after that, we go to Virginia Beach, but I think I'm off that weekend. So if I'm off or there's no cheer, I'll let you know definitely in a couple of weeks, but I'll be there.
That would be a big deal, man, to have you there for the 25th anniversary. So what I'm thinking, Donnie, and you can tell me what you think about this. Remember yes. last year at WrestleMania, we did the 15 minutes of Fame Battle Royal?
Yes.
It was a 15-man Battle Royal.
Yes.
What if we do the backseat 25-year invitational 25-man Battle Royal at the next event? A Royal Rumble.
25 of our favorites from over the 25 years, or who would be in it?
I feel like we have from now until the event to just announce people each week.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe some blasts from the past if they're around. That could be pretty cool.
That's what I'm thinking. Some cool surprises. Some what maybe some
dirty deeds. Yeah, call deeds.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's so many people we could get. It'd be amazing. It is. You yourself. Hey.
No. I won't be in the battle royal. No. I will not.
Unless you win.
Unless I'm booked strong, but that's all right. I don't need to win. Oh. Hi, Coco. Coco's getting in, guys. Say hello to Charlotte real quick.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hang up. Hold on. All right. She just shut the door. All right. I got to go.
Chip off the old block. That was awesome. Oh, my gosh. That was funny.
Nothing better than live TV, right?
Yep. Now, it's a 25-person battle. We might be able to put women in it, maybe, right?
25, yeah. Oh, he said person.
That's what I'm saying. That's all we need is to get canceled because we called it a 25-man battle royal. But so Skills, the back seats are on tour right now. They had events the last 4 days. We talked about it last week. So that's why we don't have the back seats here right now.
Yeah, shout out to the back seats, man. They doing their thing up and down the United States.
Hell killing everything. Yeah, they're killing it, dude.
They're killing it.
They hit an awesome dream sequence the other night. I saw it on video. They're doing some great stuff, man. I got to tell you.
They deserve it, though.
Bro, I got to tell you, there was one show they did. I think it was the Horror Slam show that Briar Wellington and them run out there. They're good shows. I enjoy it. But they had that guy, J.J. Allen, J.J. Escobar. You know him?
No, I don't think so.
He's a hardcore wrestler. He works in a white mask. He threw a guy through a plate of glass, but with fireworks on it that were exploding at the same time as the guy went through the glass.
That's crazy. That's,
well, you know what it is? There's always ways of upping the violence in hardcore. You know, like when I was wrestling back in 2001, 2002.
So it's not hardcore. It's not deathmatch. It's a hardcore.
What's it's a deathmatch?
Okay, it's deathmatch.
But what I'm saying is in my day, you didn't even use cinder blocks. Now cinder blocks are everywhere.
If I'm not mistaken, I saw a match where they had cinder blocks as the ring.
Yes.
I was like, what are they doing? What are they doing?
Yes. Yes. I think that was
H2O, Tremont. Right?
Tremont. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Shout out to them.
That well, was now cool. I remember, so in 01, 00, the Weed Whacker was oh my God, I can't believe people are using the Weed Whacker. I see it was disgusting. You know what I mean? But I would have to say that fireworks now are probably right around there. Because you figure the skewers are already old news, right? For Christ's sakes, I did skewers.
Which ones are those? Those are the ones that, you get hit with the... Yeah, okay, that's it.
They're old news now.
Yeah, okay, that was the hot thing, right? That was the end thing for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Christmas toys. You know, like Tickle Me Elmo or Furbies or Cabbage Patch or whatever. It's The skewers were the popular thing, but now they're using fireworks. Now, fireworks are legal in Jersey, and there's no athletic commission in Jersey, so you could probably get away with it. But I don't think that's something we can do in PA. What do you think? Or New York? Are you going to do it in New York with...
No. So in New Jersey, I don't know if you know or not, but you can't have... They don't sell fireworks that explode higher than the light pole.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So all the fireworks in New Jersey are more ground. So that's why they go to PA, Pennsylvania, to go get the ones that are high-flying. But I think Jersey's the only place where you could be able to do that because I don't think with the commission in Pennsylvania and New York, there's no way. They'll go crazy.
Yeah, but I was surprised.
They're there. The commissioners, for the most part, be there, people working for the commission.
Exactly. Yeah. So when Donnie came in, we were already starting to talk about the press conference. So I just want to say real quick that it's going to be at Phoenix Bar and Grill. It's actually Phoenix Bar, Grill, and Banquet Hall. And it is located, it's right there, on 4936 Pennell Road in Ashton Township, PA. And it was formerly Gatsby's. It's a very well-known music venue. That's why we made sure to book two musical guests for this. Tay Rock will be in the house. And we're going to have a lot more people in the house. I'm going to be there. You know, Robbie will be there. We'll see. Maybe the back seats will be there. You may be there. Maybe Feral like Face. Maybe Pat Dynamite. Maybe Hank the Buffalo. Maybe Mayor Roots. We have so many. We're going to be adding so many things to this and so many people to this in the next week or two. Definitely stay tuned to Spo Wrestling on Instagram.
And having a few exclusive announcements just at that event, right?
Absolutely.
And it's free to get in?
Yep, it's free to get in. I haven't announced anything as far as drink specials or anything yet. It's going to start right around 7:30. It's going to be live streamed at SpoWrestling.com. So you're not going to want to miss it, whether you can be there in person or not.
You guys going to have to cash that.
Yep.
And if I'm there, I'm probably going to start some trouble, you know?
Got to, bro.
You know, gotta stir the pot.
You know it. Absolutely. Hell yeah. But yeah, so anyone that wants a press pass, or if you're an influencer, social media influencer, and you want to do some live feeds, or you want to cover the event, just hit us up on DM, or you can email us, whatever's easiest. But yeah, so, and a special thank you to owners Jay and Lisa from Phoenix Bar and Grill. Yes, Chris Bristow, Delco, thank you for hooking that up for us, my man.
Or shout out to Jay and Lisa.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, yes, commentary will be at the press conference. So we'll have commentators set up there. We'll have R5 Media there. Probably, hopefully, we can get Rich Poe in the house, and we'll get our wrestlers there as well. Lavari is going to address the wrestling world for the first time on behalf of his team post game. So I'm excited just for that.
And I'm excited to see what post game is doing too, because they kind of been on a little losing streak. So I want to see what it's going to look like with Lavari in their corner, because for what I know, I think this is going to be the managerial debut of Lavari, and yes, he's going to be in the corner officially, not going anywhere at ringside. So I'm excited to see that.
I mean, we don't know the match yet, but there's always a possibility your guys could be involved in it, in which case you could be around that same ring with Lavari, my friend.
Yes, it's going to suck for him then.
That's the
attitude
I like.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lavari. Hope that doesn't happen. Keep you away from me.
I'm sorry, Lavari.
We're good.
I love it. Yeah, good stuff, man. So also at the press conference, I think we're going to make an announcement about who else is going to be in the Rumble too, because we're going to start announcing people in the Rumble. The first person that I am going to say is absolutely in the Rumble is going to be Stoner Bro Flex, my boy from Florida. Okay. He's going to be making his pro wrestling debut on April 27th in the Rumble. He's one of the 25 men in the Rumble.
Congratulations.
It's his first time ever wrestling. He was at the last event.
Yes, he was, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all?
I'm not sure. I maybe met him real quick or something, but for the most part, maybe, you know, got to catch him on the next one.
Yeah, no, he's a really good dude, man. He's really big down in Florida with the health and wellness industry. And his dad's a great friend of mine from where I used to work back in the day. So having him be a part of this and make his wrestling debut is awesome. So I'm going to help him out. The same way I'm going to help Velcro and Tay Rock get ready, I'm going to help Stoner Bro Flex get ready. So,
word, you really helping him on that? Throwing him in a battle royal like that, though? With 25 other guys? Oh, that's tough right there. Hey, you're throwing him to the wolves right there. He got it.
He requested it, though.
He's
going to
show up and show out. He got no choice.
Now you're making me feel guilty. It wasn't my idea. It was his idea. He wanted to be a wrestler. And I said, well, instead of doing a whole singles match on your first time, it might be better to put him in and let him earn it and go slow.
That's true, too. But it's a lot of guys in there.
I know.
You're very careful.
I know, and we have to still make a graphic for the Rumble and put that out with Stoner Bro and everything. But yeah, he's officially going to be the number one entrant. Doesn't mean
what? For real, Johnny? He's the number one entrant?
No, I was about to say no. He's like, the first announced entrant.
Okay, I got you. Because if he comes out number one, he's cooked.
No.
I don't think he'll wrestle again after that. He's like, yo, I'm packing my bags. I'm out of here. F this.
Yeah, no, he hasn't drawn number one. He's just the first announced. He may be number one.
He still got a chance, right?
Now that I see how everyone reacted, maybe we'll rig it so he's number one. But because, dude, let me tell you, if his first night wrestling ever, he goes through 24 wrestlers.
Oh my god!
And wins.
No, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go out there and go check that battle royale out myself.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to see that.
Well, it's the backseat invitational, so I gotta decide. Me in the back seats and Donnie gotta put our heads together, and you can give input, bro. I like to hear your input on things. The fact that you're wearing Philadelphia outfit right now, bro, you know how to win the key to my heart, brother. This is just
appreciate it. Then you know wearing the GOAT.
That's it. I love it. And Stoner, bro, I know he trains with Kalisto too, or he's friends with Kalisto. Wow. So we're gonna see about possibly getting Kalisto in here, or at least getting him training with Kalisto down there. But there's plenty of training centers in Florida. That's one good thing.
Kalisto at SPO will be something.
I think we should. I think having him in would be awesome. I think we should look into that. Todd Rod's here. Rerun. What's up, Todd Rod? That's my boy, man. What a fun-loving guy. He may also be another one. He's sort of been managing Primal Fear. He could be across the ring from you and the prospects next show, too. Skills, you...
Boo, boo, boo.
This is interesting, Skills. All of a sudden, you're in this, like, male manager three-way with Lavari and Todd Rod.
Yeah. You know something, though? There's always been a lot of managers at SPO.
Well, I grew up on Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, and not for nothing, for everybody to know too, that's my favorite character of all time. Even before I became a manager, my favorite character of all time was Bobby Heenan. When I was a kid, when I saw him, I probably hated him, but when I got older and I saw the things that he used to say, it blew my mind. And that's like 20 years after he said it. So just imagine when he was saying it, when it was fresh. I know he had these people like. They couldn't believe what he was saying. But shout out to Bobby, yo. I love him.
Hell yeah, man. Hank is watching, drinking, oh boy. Hank the Buffalo. We're going to try to get Hank the Buffalo and Buffalo Wild Wings at the press conference as well. But yeah, Heenan was so good because he was almost like the main character of a sitcom, but in wrestling. Like, he could pull off anything you gave him.
And he was so witty.
He was.
I loved it. Yeah. And he was like right on the spot. You say anything to him and he gets you right back right away. He just snaps. I love it. That's like my whole style practically in real life.
And you know what else was good is he was believable to be a mastermind who you would take seriously and be afraid of because he would wreck your shit. But he was also believable as a goofy, like trip over his own feet, and to pull off both of them.
Yeah.
At the same time. I don't think many people have ever done it in the world.
And the thing is that if you were going against any of their factions, you know it was going to be like in the main event somewhere, and it was going to be always a problem with that faction. So, no, I love Bobby the Brain. I could wish I could be like 25% of anything that he'd done.
Yeah, I could see that you take a cue from Heenan now that you say it. I can tell the way that you are as a manager, the way you were with Homicide – I can sort of see how you actually take control. Like, you're actually helping your wrestler for real behind the scenes in real life. You're not just walking them to the ring.
Exactly. And I'm actually telling them in the ring too, while we out there, a lot of managers don't do that. I'm always calling for moves. I'm always very vocal out there. And I don't see too many people doing that anymore.
Mm-mm. No. But I do want to talk to you real quick about some battle rap. Now, Tay Rock's got an event coming up in March. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So he has an event, March 9th in Brooklyn. He goes against E-Ness. So anybody from Philadelphia knows that E-Ness right here, he's a rap legend. This guy, he's from, everybody knows him from MTV Making the Band. And he was one of the rappers there. And he's a battle rapper for a very long time, way before Tay Rock. So this guy he's a problem. So he's going against Tay-Rock. So not for nothing, when Tay-Rock posted the video of him actually like getting, you know, blindsided, you know, sucker punched and him falling, Ines was in the comments laughing at it, saying how he's gonna say something in that battle about that situation,
about him, about Tay-Rock getting punched in our ring at our last show by Christian Ross.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And Tay-Rock just told him, he was like, I'm all for it. You could bring all that. You can say, they said way worse things to me. So you, if you mention anything about my wrestling, he'll be happy. So, you know, but yes. And how Ines is a very smart dude. I can't wait to see what he has to say about that. Because I told you before, too, I was like, if Tay-Rock gets beat up, that's a big deal because he's not known for that. So as soon as he posted something like that, the internet went, he put the internet in a frenzy.
So I got to say, I'm a little bit amazed here. So Tay-Rock is going to battle rap this guy, Ines, from Philly, but they're going to battle rap in New York.
In Brooklyn.
At the Loft or something. What's it called? It is called the Truth Loft, 824
Alabama
Ave, Brooklyn, New York. Tickets at Eventbrite. I might want to go to this.
Hey, if you go, I'm with you.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should go support him.
Hey, he's going against Ines. That's a great one right there to go watch.
Right.
I'm with it. And then if he's going to say something about Spo, why not be there live to hear it?
No, that'd be awesome, man. Good luck, too, Tay-Rock, man. So what do you think is going to happen in this match? Preview the match for us. Tay-Rock versus Ines. Has it ever happened before?
No. So if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be the first time. But, you know, I know I'm rocking the Philly, and Tay-Rock's from Baltimore. But, you know, I go for Tay-Rock.
It's apples and oranges.
Yeah. But I think Tay-Rock's going to take it. Ines is great. He's a legend too, but Tay-Rock is still like on the top of his game.
So this is going to be big.
Yeah, he's going to Tay-Rock probably is going to smoke his boots. I'm not even going to lie.
Tay-Rock got this, right?
Yeah, he got this.
Tay-Rock hosted an event Saturday night too, down in like DC area. Velcro.
That's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
That's his area.
Yeah, and Velcro performed Saturday night in Philly. So neither of these guys,
they're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they happy really that are. They even have some time to, you know, join us for a little bit of some wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is going to be great, man. This is going to be great.
And it's a big deal for them, too. I don't know if you're noticing that their fans are, like, so excited for it. If you see, and every time they posted it, they have so many comments and people, like, so happy, like, they're actually doing that, you know? It's so funny because they see Tay-Rock, you know, he's, like, a main player. And they're like, oh, man, I'm so happy to see him doing side quests. Like, he's in a video game and he's doing side quests.
Side quests.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
That's kind of a cool name for a show one day, too. Like a side quest.
Side quest. Yeah, so it was hilarious. I'm reading that and I'm just, like, dying. You know, I got to be nosy and see what the battle rap community thinks of him being in wrestling, you know?
Yeah. We got to find out. That'd be cool. Yeah. We got to start asking people. Ask around. We're asking around about Tay-Rock, everyone. And this is the picture they took with the title belts, man. Whoa. This still haunts me, bro.
And those titles haven't even been defended yet, correct?
No, not these brand new ones. No.
Yeah, those are brand new. And like they made them theirs.
They went and grabbed them from the merchandise table, from Ruda's table, and held up and took a picture of them.
Yeah, that's wild. And no disrespect to the back seats. But I, you know, my team, we come in for that too. But they look good in it, you know. But we got to stop that though. You know,
I just can't. You know, 25 years of the back seats and a new tag team rises on this day on the 27th. A new tag team is born. Tay-Rock and Velcro. They look great together. They're already made gimmick.
They're already over.
Yeah, they're already stars.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love their music. Like, and another one, Nail, the Hood Prince Charming. I love his music too, man. I used his music as the song for the release today of Ruthie J being on our event tonight.
That girl, right?
Yep.
That was nice.
But yeah, man, I'm starting another tag team exactly, and I'm going to help them out. I am responsible for another tag team. So I'm going to help them out and try to give them a few tricks and get them ready in time for April 27th so they can go out there and kill it.
And we got to keep tag team wrestling alive, man. It's not as, you know, as alive as it was back in the day, you know? And I feel like here at SPO and at Wrestling Is Now, we keep that presence of tag team wrestling. You know, we come from that. So it's always got a special place in my heart for tag team wrestling.
Hell yeah. And you have your event coming up soon, right? You want to talk about that right quick?
Yeah, March 8th in Brooklyn, New York, 1700 Atlantic Avenue. Wrestling Is Now presents War. And that's going to be a banger right there, man. I'm in a faction called La Casa. And we have our world champion, Adrian Santos, a jefe, Joel Maximo, the master. Then you got the best pound for pound, Steve Pena. And then you got me, of course, you know. So I'm excited, man. And I'm managing Joel Maximo and Steve Pena versus Papa Don. And he was going to be tagging against with Channing Decker. But Channing Decker is going to be in Japan. So they're going to have... he's looking for a tag team partner now. So it's like now it's a mystery tag team partner. We're not going to find out who his tag team partner is to the day of the event. Yep. And I don't think he's going to bring just anybody. You know, he's going against Joel Maximo and Steve Pena with me in their corner. So he better come with everything, because if not, he's going to be left laying in the middle of that ring.
Yeah. He offered me to be there, but I can't make it. Or can I?
Whoa, Johnny. Whoa.
No, I'm excited to see who you have. That's going to be good. I'm excited to see who you have for that.
Yeah. So it's going to be good.
I'll bring the fireworks.
And then you got Face. Face is he's defending his Invitational Championship against Will Cross. And he's from the UK, so he's making his debut at Wrestling Nice. Is Now, so I'm excited to see that too. So
you're an up and coming young journeyman wrestler from the UK, and you finally come to America and you get put up against the feral face.
And he came UK. Out with a promo. He said F your face, like he don't care about none of that.
Why do I feel like this kid's going to be in like a Catholic schoolboy uniform, like a navy blue blazer with a red tie, and Face is just going to destroy him?
Yeah, you seen Will Cross?
No.
Oh, this guy's a monster.
All right. Well, Will
Face
Cross.
So the thing is with the Invitational, you never face the same opponent again. You only have one try for the Invitational. You lose, you don't get a rematch. So it's like the Invitational is like it's made for the baddest man on the planet. So it's like you're going to have the baddest people coming out for that title. So we're going to find people from all over the world to always trying to get to that title. So Will Cross, he's a problem. This guy's a beast. If you know, you got to check him out. He's a problem. So
nice.
Face is in some type of danger. I ain't even going to lie. We bring in the best of the best to knock him off of that Invitational. I ain't even going to lie to you. He already had a crowbar. He had a few opponents there, and he's just been knocking all these guys right out, which is insane.
Yeah,
right.
Ray Jazz too, I think.
Yeah, Ray Jazz. Yeah, he got a few notable opponents under his belt already, and yeah, it's like no stopping this guy. So we're trying to throw everything at him, man. So we just literally got him a brick wall.
Cinder block wall.
Yeah, so this guy, you know, he's dominating out there in the UK. So now why not bring him to New York and fight the best? And see where they're at. Yep.
We still don't know who Feral Face is going to be defending the SPO gold title against. So we're going to have to find that out soon. Maybe he'll be at the press conference and we can announce his opponent there. But yeah, I'm pretty much sure.
Do you really want him at your press conference?
Say again?
The rapid dog. I said, do you really want him at the press conference?
He's our champion. I can't tell him no.
Yeah.
Stay home, Face. We don't need you.
I think he should, though.
What?
Stay home.
It might be better.
I think so. He goes over there. It's gonna be hell to pay. He's always in a bad mood.
We have created a monster. And we don't even know. We still have to get to the bottom of what happened last event. I got to show that footage on here soon. And we got to get to the bottom of all that, of there being two feral faces suddenly in SPO wrestling.
And I don't know how that happened there. They look just like each other.
Don't get it.
I was like, I couldn't believe face lost. I was like, what? Everybody around me, Tay-Rock, everybody was like, what? A new champion? And then all of a sudden, face pops out like freaking, what was it, Jason, to Freddy Krueger, right? When he grabs him and brings him under to the lake. That's what that felt like, right? He almost put Willie Mack to sleep, right? But they took him off. Or did he put him to sleep? I'm not sure what happened there. But I know they called it a no contest, no?
Yeah, they called it a no contest, which we have to figure all that stuff out still. We got to look over the
how
footage.
Did he get there? Like,
dude, you're asking me? I was as surprised as anybody else. I didn't know what was going on.
And so, I was trying to ask him, and he's not trying to give me no answers.
Yeah, big surprise.
So I'm freaking confused.
It's like he got replicated. It's like,
yeah, how did he get there though? How he get to that spot? Like, was he there the whole event? What happened? Like,
I have no idea
how they set that up, and like how the people building the ring, they didn't notice somebody going down. Like, how did that happen?
I mean, Homeless Vaughn has spent hours underneath that ring without people bothering him. So I guess in SPO, people are just used to seeing random wrestlers or people underneath the ring.
Nah, you got to be a special somebody to be under that ring for that long.
I don't get it. But, bro, thanks for coming on, man, and being our new co-host for season 5. We got a lot coming up in the next few weeks. We have to start announcing entrance into the Backseat Invitational Rumble. That'll start this week.
Definitely excited for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we're going to be announcing a lot more about the press conference. And we will get a definite answer by the latest, hopefully next week, next Monday, from Angel Metro, as far as if it's going to definitely be Angel Metro versus Ruthie J. But I got to say, Skills, all initial accounts seem to point to it's going to be Angel Metro versus Ruthie J.
And then we saw Christina Marie in the mix.
I am as shocked about that as you are.
You haven't seen Christina Marie at SPO. Since lost the title, correct?
Since Roll the Dice.
Yes.
Since November. So that shocked me to see that.
Huh.
I mean, she is the first ever SPO Women's Champion. She always will be. So as far as I'm concerned, it's her stomping ground to come in and own. It's her yard to come in and run, as far as I'm concerned.
So she goes travel the world, and whenever she's back home, she's like, surprise, surprise.
To be the trend lately. Everyone's traveling the world. That's awesome. Skills.
That's how you know you got top talent.
That's it, bro. And all they got to do is pass the airport test, right? True. We got a rumble. Oh, Phil Stamper. The 25-man rumble. What, would you like to be in it? We'll have to give you a late entry. He'll be the late entry into the rumble. Yeah, no, that's cool. We can talk, Phil. Let's talk. Maybe you can be in the Rumble. That would be awesome. You know, Phil once wrestled for PWU back in the day as Lieutenant Commander Philip Stamper in a full Star Trek outfit. And he did the Vulcan neck grab, and it was actually pretty over.
So. There's footage of that?
Yeah, there's footage of it somewhere. Oh, awesome. I'll find it. Awesome. We'll play it on the Jumbotron in Times Square for him.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like Phil.
Brother, thank you for being here.
Appreciate
you. Thank you to Donnie B for being here. Thank you to Ruthie J for being here. Christina Marie for stopping by. Phil Stamper, Rerun, all our people in the chat. Love all you guys. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned all week to SPO Wrestling on Instagram. We're going to be making announcements, and we will see you next Monday, hopefully with Angel Metro. Thanks, Skills.
Salute. Peace. Woo-woo-woo.